Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 29. It reads, "If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell." Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, desperate situations sometimes call for desperate measures. And serving your supply line to your flesh means getting radical. And Jesus very beautifully puts it and clearly explains. These are Jesus' words, that if any of your member is a stumbling block for you, cut it out and throw it out so that your body will be preserved and you will be kept safe, right? So, what is Jesus advocating? A moral and a spiritual surgery. And that's highly radical. There is no way to argue, no way to reason or to negotiate with sin. Whatever your personal battle be, whether it is gambling, alcohol, drugs, wrong relationships, or internet porn, its purpose is to destroy you and it needs to be eradicated. I like what Apostle Paul, you know, his life and his story is, because he was the student of the Torah. He knew the word. He knew the Old Testament scriptures very well. So he knew that when, you know, faced with similar temptation, Samson fell while Joseph stood strong. And what was the difference? Okay, the story is that Samson gave in to the fleshly desires, but Joseph ran away when a situation arose similar in his life. That's why he wrote to his spiritual son. An apostle Paul was writing in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. He wrote to his son Timothy, he said, warning him about the sin that could disqualify him and keep him from winning the race. He says, run from temptations that capture young people, in 2 Timothy 2:22. Life in today's environment is saturated with sin, seductive influences, which means we can't always eliminate the source. So Paul tells Timothy, when you cannot remove the influence, remove yourself. And furthermore, run, don't walk. You can be free, but your carnal mind will only give you a few seconds before it decides for you. So don't hesitate, don't deviate, and don't procrastinate. Do what needs to be done and do it quickly. Amen. God is calling us to holiness in every aspect, spiritually, in our soulish realm, even in our body. God wants us to be holy. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Jesus, we love you because these are your words. You warn us. You, oh Father, reveal unto us the deep things, the things that pleases God, things, a holy life, a holy conduct, a holy mind, holy eyes, holy mouth, holy body. That's what you're looking for, O Lord, every member of our body, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I pray that, Lord, we'll offer it unto you as a living sacrifice. Even this morning, Lord, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to you, holy and acceptable. Let this be a reasonable and a spiritual service unto you. Let the name of Jehovah will be glorified. Lord, I take authority over every demonic power, every principality, every ruler of darkness, every spiritual wickedness in the high places that worketh against your people in any manner. Lord, every wild imagination, every wicked imagination, Lord, I tear it down in Jesus' name. And Lord, I speak deliverance, I speak healing, I speak, oh Father God, wholeness in the body of Christ. And I pray that you will be alone magnified and you will be glorified. Purge us and purify us. Sanctify us, Jesus, by your precious blood. Create within us a clean heart, mind, and thoughts, and fill us anew with your Spirit. Today, Lord, as your people step out into the jobs, bless them. Those who are sick in our midst, you will heal them. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.